you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Let's see. Okay, so, I got to cancel that, and then I got to punch that, and then there we go. My. Technology works great when it works, and when it's not doing what you want it to do, you just kind of want to kick at it a little bit, maybe. I don't know. All right. Well, welcome back, folks. TECNTV.com. Welcome to those that are watching us on TECNTV.com. Also, our media partner there, NTD. NTD TV is on your local cable. Be sure and pick up NTD TV today. And PatriotMobile.com, our wonderful sponsor, one of our wonderful sponsors. We want to express our appreciation to them. PatriotMobile.com, the only Christian conservative mobile phone company. Time to say goodbye to AT&T, to Verizon, to T-Mobile, to all those guys that are spending money and giving money to things that we don't believe in, like killing babies and such. And support a Christian conservative organization that supports the things that we believe in. PatriotMobile.com. Patriot, you can call them at 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Use the code CHOSEN and get a free activation. Also want to encourage you to get over to the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and support our good friends at American, I gotta remember it in the order. It's Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government. GetLiberty.org and click on the store. GetLiberty.org, click on the store. Great artwork over there. You can use it as a wonderful Christmas gift. GetLiberty.org and click on the store and buy some of their wonderful artwork. All right, I want to welcome from Citizens for Free Speech. Boy, do we need more of that. Let me welcome my good friend, author of Technocracy Rising, which you hear me refer to quite often here on the program, Mr. Patrick Wood. Patrick, welcome. Good to have you.
Likewise. Always good to be with you.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you so very much. My. So much for us to talk about. I have a question for you. It's kind of an interesting question. So I know that they're doing jury deliberations. Haven't heard it yet on the Aubrey case. You know, the one that I'm talking about, the young black man that was, you know, there were three white guys that thought that he had stolen something out of their garage, and they went to try to retain him, and fights ensued, and so on and so forth, and he was killed, and there is a trial as a result of that. But here's my question. The new Black Panthers showed up armed in force and stood on the steps of the courthouse essentially saying, you know, you better find these guys guilty or there's going to be trouble. Okay. And so if a white supremacist group, and Kyle Rittenhouse was never a part of any of those, but if a white supremacist group had shown up on the steps in Kenosha, armed, or even any militia, just a militia had shown up on the steps armed, because the jurists were being threatened, the judge was being threatened, the defense attorney said in his debriefing that he gave to media, he said, you know, after the third call today, which was the third death threat today, I just stopped answering my phone. So protection even could have said that kind of justified, since they're all being threatened with being killed. But if a militia had shown up and stood on the steps, can you even imagine what the news would do to that? What do you think would happen if that happened, Pat?
Oh, yeah. They would absolutely flip out. But we have to remember that what's at play here is the very deep historic critical theory that was proposed 150 years ago originally, but it's now morphed into the critical race theory, which pits two groups of people against each other with the hopes of creating huge and major conflict. We've seen this happen many times in the last century. This is what's happening here. The world right now, the culture, is so saturated with critical race theory and critical theory in general that it's okay if an armed black militia shows up, but it's not okay if an armed white militia stands up. And I'm not proposing that militias of any sort should stand up, by the way. I'm just saying this is the fact of the matter. This is why certain people get a free pass and other people get vilified.
Well, and I agree with you. I'm not suggesting that you know that a militia should, you know, necessarily have to show up. But I will also just add to that if you are preparing, as I think you should, preparing yourself in case of an out of control social unrest situation elevating to a whole nother level. And I really believe, you know, they attacked those that were there on January 6th and called that an insurrection, which now, as more and more evidence is coming out. And by the way, Tucker Carlson is being vilified by certain individuals at Fox, and mainstream media is trying to pick up on that. Brett Baer and Chris Wallace, who in my opinion are absolutely pathetic. They're pathetic. They're anti-American, pathetic, in my opinion. But that's my opinion, and I'm entitled to it. That's what free speech is about, isn't it, Pat?
It is. And I know. You know what? If we had open dialogue like we're supposed to, that's what the framers of our Constitution intended. If we had open dialogue, we would not be in the position that we're in today. But whenever talking stops, that's when the fighting begins. This is a truism of life. It's not just in politics. You ask people why they ever got divorced, and they'll tell you invariably, well, communication broke down. Well, she wouldn't talk to him anymore, or he froze me out. And it's always a lack of communication that starts the fighting. And even if we have, you know, even as we have strong opinions about things, our opinions should always be able to be put out on the table so that other people can pick them apart, show us our fallacies, if there are any, and at least promote promote a condition where love can endure. Let's put it that way.
Well,
that's all about communication.
Well, and in this instance, I'm not suggesting that Brett and Chris don't have a right to their opinion or what they think or what they believe. What I'm criticizing and what I'm critical of is their insistence that Tucker Carlson and his investigation and his three-part series, Patriot Purge, that it shouldn't air, or that individuals that are experiencing what he reveals in those three documentaries don't have a right to share their personal testimonies of what happened to them.
Of course.
Okay?
Of course.
That is what I'm taking issue with. The two guys that quit at Fox. Well, you know what? We're going to quit in protest. You're welcome to do it. Go ahead. Quit in protest. I mean, that's fine. But what I would suggest to them is this. If you believe that what was in that documentary is not accurate, you go to the DC facilities. Ask them for admittance. Go in and don't announce you're coming. Show up and say, I would like to come in and I would like to film and photograph the people that you're holding. I would like to talk to them. I would like to get their stories and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
If they let you in, great. If they don't let you in, then But tell the truth about what happens when you go and do that.
Yes, indeed. That should be the way it ought to be. And you know, there was a time in America when it was more like that, for sure. When commentary was not an agenda, you know, when reporting news was not an agenda to make some type of a social statement. But those days are gone today. Those days are just gone.
Well, and I don't pretend here on my program that I don't have a particular worldview. I announce it. It's very clear. So if you don't agree with the worldview that I have, you don't have to listen to the program, okay? I respect that. I would hope that you would listen to the program, because I think that my guests and I present evidence and truth and a biblical worldview that I think makes sense. I try to do it in a very logical kind of way, Pat, but you know, you don't have to listen to it, but I'm not hiding behind it. I'm not pretending like the New York Times that I'm a news entity that is, you know, objective, when in fact, obviously, with the FBI feeding them material that was client attorney privileged about Project Veritas, it's clear the New York Times is not in any way objective. They have an agenda. Washington Post has an agenda. Newsweek now has an agenda. All of these people have an agenda. We'll be back. Pat, when we get back, I want to talk about the voting issue, because you're right there in the middle of it in Arizona. And I'd love to get your thoughts with regards to voting and how free speech is an important part of getting out the right message so we can vote. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Life is like a coin. You can spend it any way you wish, but you can only spend it once. Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. How are you spending your life? If you're pouring your life into the lives of others, the value cannot be overestimated. Aside from my Savior, Jesus Christ, and my own family, I hold the greatest gratitude for those who have taken time to spend their coin of life on me. Are you one of those? Pouring out your life in a classroom, a discipleship, or counseling ministry, or maybe filling a pulpit? Then you are investing in something eternal, the human soul. What a great way to spend the coin of your life.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. And my good friend, Patrick Wood, Citizens for Free Speech. He's also the author of Technocracy Rising. Technocracy Rising. And man, I really encourage you to get that book. If you have not gotten it, you need to get it, and you need to read it, because it will just really fill in so many things about what is going on today. Pat, when we were going into the break, I was asking you about the correlation between free speech and free elections. Can you talk a little bit about that and how, you know, how are you guys engaged in trying to help with the election process?
Well, as you know, the nation has been focused a lot on Arizona this year, especially in Maricopa County, which happens to be where I live. And I've been able to follow some of the insider track on what's been going on in our county. The forces aligned against voter integrity have been huge, just absolutely huge. And it points out how deeply embedded this liberal mindset has been, that it's okay to meddle with election results or just the process in general. And so people are asking right now, the biggest question people are asking here is, how can we know for sure that my vote is counted correctly?
Right.
And that other votes are not counted incorrectly. And the answers still have not surfaced, in my opinion, not the way they should have. The results are out. The studies are out. Probably some people should be already charged with some issues that happened. And not necessarily that, 50,000 votes were switched or something like that, but there were so many irregularities that were surfaced by our audit, our election audit. It's just incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the people on the inside that were doing that, they're saying, man, there should be indictments flying all over the place to straighten this up. This is what America at this point, this is what America wants to see. They want to get all of the bias out of the election process, whether it's conservative or not, or left wing. It doesn't matter. It has no place in elections. They should be completely neutral, and every vote should count, period. So, yeah, it's not over still. And how it looks for 2022, it's still pretty iffy because questions have not been answered.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that is, in fact, the scariest part of this, I think, is the fact that so many of these questions have not been answered. And they, there's no mechanism right now that I see that is really pushing, although states are starting to try to come around. And I actually got to make a call this afternoon, because there's a one of the guys that did the, you know, some of the computer analysis. I'm going to try and get him on the program probably right after Thanksgiving, 1st of December. But it's disconcerting to me to consider how many irregularities there were, and yet we still have, you know, no resolutions resolving those issues, Pat.
Well, I know, and I'll tell you, I made a joke to somebody the other day, kind of tongue in cheek, but maybe I was serious. I think what people should consider is going into the business of making purple dye, so that you simply have an inkwell at all of the stations where you vote, and have all, you know, voting in person, and you stick your finger in the inkwell and the dye after you have voted. That way you can't come back later and say, well, I didn't vote. I want to vote. Oh, sorry. You have a purple finger, my friend. You
wow. People like, yeah.
Take a path to the exit.
Well, but I think that, you know, where the double votes are becoming the most disconcerting, and where all that is happening is in this absentee ballot push. Where,
absolutely
right.
Absolutely.
I mean, where you're getting ballots that are coming in, and there's no, it's not about, you know, somebody walking through twice or going, and it does happen. I mean, I'm not suggesting that it doesn't, that people go to other locations and vote in two or three different locations, and they're bused to those locations. But the more prevalent issue seems to be all of the ballot stuffing, if you will, that's going on.
Yes, you're exactly right. And we have a candidate running for governor here in Arizona. His name is Steve Gaynor. And he's a businessman who used to be in the business of printing security checks for banks, you know, like cashier checks and the like, that have to be meticulously tracked by serial number, right? They're mm-hmm. very specific kind of printing, very kind of high-tech-ish, I guess. And his take on some of this election stuff is pretty amazing. You know, when mail-in ballots are created without the proper security to track those ballots, they're untraceable. They're untrackable. Duh. And some of the ballots, some of the mail-in ballots were sent out with the appropriate coding, if you will, where they could be tracked. However, there were, along the way, hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots created that did not have the proper security tracking mechanism embedded in them. Mm-hmm. And so nobody knows where they went. They're just, they're out there somewhere. Nobody knows where they are. This just sets your hair on fire. It's malicious that anybody would do this in the first place. It's intentional. And the only reason it's done is to deceive and to trick. It's
yep.
fraud.
Yep.
Period.
Yep.
Now, even if that didn't change the outcome of the vote, you know, maybe you could argue, well, every single ballot like that was actually cast by the person who got it, et cetera. Just give that for just a minute. Since when does that justify sending out ballots that are open-ended, cannot be tracked, and that gets a free pass? It's like, no, wait a minute. That's not right. That's completely against all the rules and regulations of voting theory anywhere. And yet, you know, people will say, especially, you know, the people that want to skew the election their way, oh, it's not a problem. It's not a, well, there was no hanky-panky whatever. So it's okay that we sent out 300,000 ballots that didn't have any security built into them, and we don't know where they went. It's just absurd. It's gaslighting. Complete gaslight. It's just absolutely a false narrative.
No question about it. No, and the horrific part is that, you know, no one's doing anything about it.
So far, nobody's doing anything about it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of the resistance is coming at this point from the Republican Party itself. This is what's really sickening about this whole thing. Well, you
absolutely.
Know, maybe it's to be expected.
Absolutely.
But it is sickening.
Yep. No, but you're absolutely right. And it is. That is in part, in large part, where a lot of the resistance is coming from. And it's been coming from, and it's part, you know, this is part of the trap and the problem that we have right now here in Texas. You know, we've got a governor that you know, he steps up, but Patrick, he only steps up in the election season. Otherwise, I mean, he was one of the ones that, you know, that pushed mask mandates. He wouldn't step in and stop companies in the early days from forcing masks. You know, he was on the verge of pushing the vaccines and the injections.
Yeah.
Until he was called out on it, and he began to see his poll numbers take a hit. And we had, and he knew he was in an election season. You know, it's very dangerous. All right, folks. Hey, we're out of time for today. Blessings to you. Thank you, Patrick, for being with me. Tomorrow on the program, Dan Gaynor, Pastor Clenard, Howard Childress, David Shostokas, and Claire Lopez. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.